Hello, my name is Noah.
And my name is Robbie.
And today we are doing a podcast number 2 on residential schools, why they were created, and what happened during residential schools. Residential schools were government-sponsored religious schools established to assimilate indigenous children into Euro-Canadian culture.
The first residential school was in New France to provide care and schooling. These early attempts, like a similar
institution
in Carnell, New Brunswick, failed
abysmally,
as First Nations people were
dependent on them.
Economically and militarily. The Carnell
administration
was unable to compel indigenous peoples to participate in their schools.
However, residential schools became an enduring phenomenon with the creation of an Angelican, Methodist, and Roman Catholic institutions in Upper Ontario from the 1800s onward.
These Carnell experiments set the pattern for the
post-Confederation
policies. The Mohawk Institute in
Brantford, Ontario,
accepted first boarding students in 1831.
Residential schools operated in all provinces and territories except Prince Edward Islands, New Brunswick, and Newfoundland. The objective of residential schools was to educate Aboriginal children, but also to re-educate them into Euro-Canadian and other ways to be Canadian.
The government forced Aboriginal children to leave their families, never to speak the language they used to speak. They were forbidden to speak Cree or any Aboriginal language they used to speak.
If they spoke Cree or any language they are not supposed to speak, they would get a mean punishment, like being smacked on the hand with a wood stick.
The kids in residential schools had such a difficult kind of education than us. Girls were taught how to cook, do laundry, clean.
So,
whereas the boys in the school were taught
Carpentry,
tinsmithing, and farming.